Dreamscape presents The Next Right Thing by Dan Barden. Copyright 2012 by Dan Barden. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with The Dial Press, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group. Read by Paul Baymer. Let's not louse this thing up. Dr. Bob S. to Bill W. November 12, 1950. Chapter 1. Officially, I started destroying my life that Wednesday morning, but it had been on my mind for a while. As I drove up Pacific Coast Highway past the Laguna Art Museum, I suddenly longed for still sort of disreputable Santa Ana, where there would have been a neighborhood nearby that would better reflect my mood. There's nothing worse than a beautiful town when you've got an ugly head. From every corner of always blooming Laguna Beach, Bougainvillea announced that unhappiness was not an option here. It had been almost 3 weeks since Terry died, and I hadn't done a damn thing but drink espresso and avoid the people who loved me. It reminded me of when I first got sober. I didn't want to drink, but I held the idea of drinking close, like a suicide bomb inside my heart. Just bend my elbow and a world of possibilities would open up. Bad possibilities, but possibilities nevertheless. I'd never see my daughter again, but I'd make sure that a few people paid for their sins. I could hear Terry's voice. Clamoring for justice again, is that it, Brandy? I was waiting for the light beside the cottage to change, staring into a pack of well-dressed skateboarders.